with permission of the Holy Spirit of Christ and the local body of Christ, I would like to present to you a question. Have you ever felt like nothing is making sense? When you've been praying or hoping for help? Have you ever felt like nothing is making sense when you have been praying or hoping for help? In this message, I hope to effectively address two issues of faith. First issue will be why we feel this way. Second issue will be what to do about it. Have you ever felt like nothing is making sense when you've been praying or hoping for help? Before I can discuss the two issues that I have mentioned, I need to give a background of Exodus chapter 14. For over 200 years, Hebrews were enslaved in Egypt. Moses was appointed by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to lead them out of Egypt. The Hebrews have witnessed the power of God manifested against the Egyptians on their behalf. Such manifestation of his power raised against the Egyptian oppressors were evident in the seven plagues. These plagues included locusts, flies, body of water turning into blood, hail, H-A-I-L, perpetual darkness, frogs, and the death of the firstborn. A couple of times, in response to their pleas for freedom, the Egyptians increased the workload of the Hebrew slaves. As a result, God's people lashed out at Moses. Finally, the Pharaoh told Moses to lead them away from their land. However, Pharaoh changed his mind and with his army chased after the Hebrews. At this point, the people complained to Moses instead of standing in faith and courage. They didn't do that. They complained to Moses. It just did not make sense for this to happen. After all that they have witnessed of God Almighty, it just doesn't make sense. Therefore, frustration took over their mindset. Let me ask you, have you ever survived something heavy in life, and yet you still doubt God? When a new storm or a new dilemma is developing in your life. A few months ago, my pastor, Dr. Nathaniel Wood, said in one of his sermons that we believers sometimes suffer spiritual amnesia. The kind in which we forget if God can help you last time, he can help you again today. Can anybody besides me in here forget how far the Lord brought you? Who gonna confess? Anybody here forgot what the Lord has done for you? We made it this far, but we forgot. We like to throw stuff down and we panic just because we forgot what he brought us through 2 years ago. Last year, even last night, we forget. You know, I you can see me wearing the preaching collar. But guess what? I forgot a lot of stuff. So every time I put this on, I said, Lord, I am not worthy of wearing this because I forgot what you've done for me plenty of times. I forgot plenty of times. To my own shame, I'll admit I have had a couple of times, well, more than that, forget how much God has helped me. Therefore, I get frustrated when facing a new dilemma or a new crisis. Sometimes, when you deal with a crisis, you forgot Christ. So try to remember Christ in the midst of your next crisis. I had a near-death experience in a car wreck in college, but I'm still here. I might have lost my mind when Daddy passed, but I am still here. I was ridiculed or picked on or passed over because of my speech impairment, but I am still here. I battle depression and anxiety, but I am still here. I face lonely days, but I'm still here. I struggled for a whole year with a mysterious illness till my gastroenterologist in Cary finally gave me the proper diagnosis of GERD. It's a form of acid reflux. But I'm still here. Some days, like many people, me and you, I feel like throwing in the towel, but I'm still here. I survive, not by my power, and not by my might, but by the grace of God. So yes, I'll say it one more time. I forgot what he had done for me. But thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I don't forget too long. As long as my mind is stayed on Jesus, I won't stray too far from the memory lane. I'll never lose my testimony, and I hope you don't lose yours either. Have you ever felt like nothing is making sense when you've been praying or hoping for help? Let us now come to the first issue of faith, of why we feel like nothing is making sense. I'm sure there are tons of reasons, but I will elaborate on the two that are most prevalent among humanity. They include ignorance and sin. Ignorance and sin, S-I-N. Many believers would conclude that ignorance, based on the word of God, is referred to as darkness. For example, look at 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. In this verse, the writer reminds us that as believers, we are called out of darkness into the light. What does light in this context mean? Well, for the believers in the Old Testament, their light is the law of Moses in which they can see firsthand the word and the power of God. For us who gladly accept the invitation of Christ into our lives, our light is no other than Christ Jesus himself, the risen Lord and Savior. That's our light. Now, we will never fully appreciate most things about God and his power if we do not take the time to meditate in his word and in his presence. I repeat, we will never understand the power of God and half, at least half, of what he is doing if we do not take the time to meditate in his word and in his presence. I once preached a sermon a few months ago entitled Midnight Train to Georgia, in which I spoke of the importance of seeking wisdom and understanding from God in Christ. So, in the darkness of ignorance, the Hebrews thought God was going to make a swift fight, or a quick fix, or he would operate in a certain way. In other words, they made up in their mind how God was going to move instead of trusting him with the whole process of the situation. Ignorance is I deciding how God is supposed to operate. Instead of trusting him. I wonder who can comprehend the mind and the wonders of God Almighty? Is it not written in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 and 9, God spoke, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Your issue here is to simply do your best to remain calm and remain faithful when things get out of hand or when things are not going the way it should be. Seek wisdom and understanding. While you are at it, be of good cheer. You may have forgotten how far he brought you because you still think God ought to operate the way you think he should. But he had not forgotten you. He had not forgotten you. I repeat, he had not forgotten you. Are you feeling like nothing is making sense when you've been praying or hoping for help? Confront the spirit of ignorance and deal with it in prayer next time you are in a crisis. Another reason as to why we are engulfed in confusion is due to sin, S-I-N. The world celebrates sin. Our peers glorify sin. Society condones sin and calls it enlightenment. I refuse to judge anyone, but I must be responsible enough to mention two things. One, if you don't get a hold of yourself, the wages of sin will rob you of life. Secondly, sin, if not dealt with, will blind you against the wisdom, awesomeness, and the power of God. In addition, sin has a tendency to put our priority in the wrong order. Sin has a tendency to strengthen flesh against the spirit. Sin has a tendency to drown out whispers of divine hope and courage. Sin has a tendency to drive you to excessive anger and confusion. Sin has a tendency to drive you to excessive anger and confusion. The more you sin, the greater its hold is on you. As a result, you fail to comprehend what God can and will do.
All right.
So, beloved, during your next quiet time with God, ask yourself, is it ignorance or is it sin that is making you feel like nothing is making sense in your life? Have you ever felt like nothing is making sense in your life, even though you've been praying or hoping for help? The Hebrews threw themselves in panic mode upon the sight of the Egyptian chasing after them. They have forgotten what the Lord had done and is able to do. Upon the edge of the sea, they lashed out against Moses. Please pause the image right now for a second so I can say this. After you have honestly come to terms with your ignorance and or sinful nature or habits that might be not good for you, we confront them. When you come to terms with them, you deal with it in prayer. The Holy Spirit will help you declutter your mind and spirit. Be sure to ask, because according to the word of God, you receive not because you ask not. Now, back to the regular programming. Moses reminded the people who complained. He reminded the people that God is still in control. Furthermore, he said, "Be still." Some translations say, "Hold your peace." Let me use both. Beloved, be still and hold your peace. Be still and hold your peace. Have you felt like nothing is making sense, even when you pray or hope for help? Next time you feel this way, take an honest look at yourself. Is ignorance or sin holding you back? If so, then do what Moses said in the Old Testament. Be still and hold your peace. In the New Testament, the God Moses served manifested himself in Jesus Christ, our appointed Emmanuel, which means God with us, God with you. As Jesus is Lord, we, the believers, have access to the benevolence of the Heavenly Father. He said in Matthew 11, "Give me your burden, and I will give you rest." I'm sure most of us wonder just how to be still and hold your peace when things are getting worse. I wish I got a magic pill for that. All I got is this. Remember earlier when I said, as a believer, you must meditate in his word and meditate in his presence. Well, if you put it together, meditate in his word and meditate in his presence. If you put it together, it sums up to one thing. Worship. Unconditional worship. Ain't no way you can maintain peace like a river without worship. No way you can maintain hope for tomorrow without worship. No way you can walk with joy without worship. The worship I speak of is the kind in which you come out with your spirit saying, no, you cannot make me doubt him. No, you cannot make me doubt him. I've tried him before, and now there is no other option for me. No, you cannot make me doubt him. As you hold your peace and worship him, you should probably know of four different reasons as to why God seemed to allow things to get worse or when things are not making sense before deliverance occurs. Revelation 1. God may be allowing things to get so bad that the evilness of the situation had no way of returning. Here's an example. Look at the past. Look at the history. Look at the Civil War between the North and the South. Okay, if you look at the geography, very unfamiliar to the Northern Union Army and the brain power of the South. Don't get mad, just hang on. There's no way the South and the Confederate Army should have lost the war. But thankfully, they did. Yes, unfair laws were later implanted, but after the massive destruction, the institution of American slavery dare not return. So you see, things had to get real bad, so that the power of slavery can be thoroughly torn down and torn apart. No institution of slavery can withstand the power of God in Christ. Likewise, something in your life have to be utterly destroyed so you can taste the freedom only God can give you. Revelation 2. Sometimes God will allow things to get real bad to maintain his promise until the new earth and the new kingdom after the rapture. He promised to keep his eye on Israel. So, Hitler in World War II waged a terrible war, but God had allowed humanity to witness, unfortunately, the power of evil, but also the greater power of his mighty hand, especially in the creation of Israel as an official nation in 1948. So sometimes things get messy to make his promises evident in your life. 3, sometimes God is using the storm to push you in the right direction. And number four, God may be molding and reshaping you in the name of personal growth. Or because he has seen what's up ahead in your life. For example, you didn't really lose some of your friends. Sometimes it's just God heard the conversation that they had about you and knew it was best to distance you from them. So God knew what he was doing. So all these examples are not comfortable, but God had the last say. And it is good in the long run. So, beloved, after Moses responded to their complaints, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob divided the sea and led them through. As I close, I must remind you, wherever you are going through, he will see you through. Trust him. Trust him. And worship him with a spirit within you that says, no, you can't make me doubt him. My God delivered me every time, so no, you can't make me doubt him. My God brought me this far, so no, you can't make me doubt him. My God is the lifter of my head, so no, you can't make me doubt him. My God healed me every season, so no, you can't make me doubt him. My God heard my cry and my every groan, so no, you can't make me doubt him. My God walks with me every day, so no, you cannot make me doubt him. My God talks with me every night, so no, you can't make me doubt him. My God knows my name and my story, so no, you can't make me doubt him. My God comforts me and counsels me, so no, you cannot make me doubt him. My God supplies all of my needs according to his riches and glory, so no, you cannot make me doubt him. My God leads me beside still waters, no, you cannot make me doubt him. My God is the bread of heaven and feed me till I want no more. No, you cannot make me doubt him. My God reminded me that I am somebody. So no, you can't make me doubt him. My God let me know I can make it through another day. So no, you cannot make me doubt him. When I get frustrated and don't know what to do, he is with me. So no, my God, my God, my God is with me. So no, absolutely not. No, you cannot make me doubt him. I've come this far by faith, and I'm not stopping. I've already confessed that sometimes I forgot how far he brought me. But I ain't forgot, because people like you help me to remember how good God is. So, with your help, and my mama's help, and those who believe in me, I can say, with my head held up high, no, you cannot make me doubt him. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack anything. So no, you cannot make me doubt him. He had mercy even on those who don't love him. So no, you cannot make me doubt him. Oh, beloved, if you feel like nothing around you is making sense, even though you've been praying or hoping for help, just be still and hold your peace. Worship him with a faith, with that faith that says, no, you cannot make me doubt him. Sooner or later, you will see the glory of the Lord in your battle, because he will split the sea and lead you through. Oh, yes, he will. Confess it with your mouth that he will bring you through. You don't have to understand everything that is going on around you. That's not even your job. Your job is just to help. It's on the way. I'm still here. I will not, and I refuse to doubt him, simply because I know he is with me. Amen.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay, Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.